toddlers, whoever said that twos were difficult, and then you get to almost the threes, and then they're moving around the room. They're toddling fast, and they're toddling out of your control, and they're bringing it. They're taking you on. We're going to talk about toddlers this week.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week we have another special guest, the Tori, that we all hear about, and I'm so happy she's here because we're also friends, so it will be an exciting week.
Can I ask you a question? Every time there's a visitor, they're special. We're with Bob, special. And he's just Bob. We have Bob, but we also have special. And this is special. Tori is my oldest, and that's not why she's here. She's an incredibly awesome mom, and that's not why she's here. Tori is in charge of the blog, but that's not why she's here either. Tori's here because of her decade working as a behavioral specialist at Sheridan. Now she gets it, and she really gets it with teenagers, and watching her with her own toddlers, almost a toddler and almost out of toddlers, two children, has been an amazing adventure for me to watch. And so we want to talk about toddlers today and the challenge of toddlers and what you have to do with them. And I couldn't imagine anybody better than bringing Tori. I know we've talked before about my daughter, Tori, being one of your close friends. And it's just kind of cool that we're all in the room together. I'm a little overwhelmed by two very strong women, but I think it's going to go okay. I'll come out unscarred. I think it'll all be okay.
Maybe.
Yes,
maybe
yes, not. Yes. There are some things that make toddlers challenging. And I think one of the initial things is they're human beings that have never really had rules.
Right.
And they're all of a sudden slamming up against the rules. I watched your toddler, my grandson, show up today in the offices, and Tim, he just knows no doors. He just walks in anywhere. It's absolutely hilarious, and just goes to the bookcase and gets what he wants and kind of walks around. And for all of us, there are moments that's cute, and that's very cute for grandparents, and that's very cute for office staff that here at Sheridan House love the interruption of a three-year-old buzzing around. But for a mom who has it all day in, day out, a strong bring it. It's a challenge and it's exhausting and it's a training time, isn't it?
Yes. It's okay for the office, but not for the grocery store when we're ripping things off of shelves.
Yes. Oh, so that's actually what I'm teaching him, to rip things off the shelves. I'm getting it now. Yeah, there's an amazing amount of mobility. There's an amazing amount of freedom for the first time for the toddler. And there's an amazing amount of stimulation. I mean, you add all of that. I don't know rules. I don't know boundaries. I'm learning them. And the initial learning of boundaries is a 4 or 5 year process, and all the stimulation and all these things that I've seen when I was little and mom was carrying me or I was belted in someplace, but now I'm walking and I'm away and I'm breaking free. And how could you not want me to touch that? It's kind of interesting in my office at home, when Ruben comes in my office at home, he just knows that there are things on the top shelf. And ironically, there are things on the top shelf that no one else was allowed to touch. When my kids were growing up, those are my toys. You can't have them.
I was going to say, they are toys on your top shelf.
Yes, they are my toys. My model of my first
Daddy's
car.
Toys.
Yes, my Mr. Potato Head. My Darth Tater. Tater Head, yes.
Oh, my God.
Woody from Toy Story.
And yes, okay. I have all these toys that are mine, but he knows he can have them. And
she's shaking her head at me. I'm sorry. It's just funny.
In disgust. Okay. There was a little bit of disgust in that my children
Daddy's
couldn't touch.
Daddy's toys couldn't be touched, but Grandpa's toys.
It's just everything's up.
I just wonder why you have toys, is my question.
Well, those are for when my medication is low and I have to go get remedicated. Yeah, it's an interesting time where it's almost the job description of the toddler to push the envelope, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking today as I was processing it is that all these things, like you just said, are not innate to them. They don't know boundaries. They don't know. I mean, the other thing that we're doing is we're pushing them to be independent. We're teaching them to be potty trained. We're wanting them to not, hold mommy's hand when we're in the house, know where mommy is. We want them to be a little bit more free, a little bit more independent. But then when we get places, we don't want that. Okay, now you need to hold mommy's hand. We're about to cross the street. Now you need to hold mommy's hand. We're in the parking lot. Now, and it's an interesting juxtaposition for them.
It is.
Of having to learn when it's okay to be free and when it's not.
Like, mommy, the rule was just this, and now it's not that, it's this. And how am I supposed to put that together? Which is such a great part of the developmental process and such an important part of the readiness skills for when they do go to school, whenever that may be, or be homeschooled, whatever the situation is. But it's a major challenge for moms, and it's an even even more major challenge for moms when there are multiple caregivers, when a child at 1.5 or 2 is all of a sudden put in childcare, and then mom's got that child for just a little bit of time, because this is a major training time mm-hmm. of a, whether you know the rules or not. There's a good word I'm going to use with you. It's yes and no. Mm-hmm. And that's the rule, yes and no. Whether you, okay, is this a place where I, and the way you said that, there are the children that always want to know where mom is, and there are the children like Ruben who's looking over his shoulder, how far can I get right. away from you to grab the yes. things I want to grab. It's absolutely awesome. But I think we need to acknowledge today, in today's talk anyway, that this is their job. It's the toddler's job description to sort of push the envelope. Mm-hmm. It's the toddler's job description to go up and touch stuff and look back and see if I'm allowed to touch mm-hmm. this. And depending on his temperament, when I hear the word no, to grab it or not. Mm-hmm. And for us to wonder, why are you doing that? And if the toddler could say, because I'm a toddler. That's why I'm doing that. I'm supposed to push. I'm supposed to experience. I'm supposed to step out there. At the same time, I need to know where are the rules when there's not necessarily a fence. I saw this thing in a magazine that everybody knew about but me. And it's this collar you put on a dog. Yes. And you put these things at the corners of the property. I don't know what it is. It's an electronic fence that puts 200,000 volts through them when they go past it.
So they look different when you come home.
Yes. So that when
your short hair is now a long hair.
The dog doesn't see a fence, so the dog runs for all he's worth, and the 200,000 volts go off and knock him into the ozone, and he all of a sudden gets up and goes, huh, I didn't see that. And he runs back for it, and he runs back for it, and he runs back for it. And at some point, the dog learns, you know what? That's a no. Even though there's no wall there, that's a no. I'm not going near that. Now, unfortunately, some dogs then never leave the porch, and some dogs, according to their temperament, work the whole lawn, knowing how to go right up to the boundary of the lawn. And it's very similar without the 200,000 volts for our children. But it's going to take them a period of time, and we want to prepare them for that Sunday school setting, that classroom setting, that nursery setting, where people actually like our child rather than, oh my goodness, the Barnes child is here, where they learn this is a boundary, whether you can see it and I'm squishing it or not, this is a boundary.
And it's different with different kids then, too. Their personalities yes. really come out at this time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think, and for the absolute bar none bring it severe barbarian, I mean, there are babies that are rocking their cribs when they're little. That wasn't Tori. Tori was a little more of an intellectual barbarian. She knew it too, how to look cute and bring it. Uh-huh. And she knew how to, and Tori was the toddler who knew how to behave every place else but with us. So that in church, people would wonder, I can't believe you talk about, what kind of a child abuser are you that you talk about her like that? She's perfect. And Miss Sipple, when I would go pick you up and say, how was she today? I'm kind of on a roll taking you down here, aren't I?
You are.
And I would
That's
say, right. how? And she said, Tori was wonderful. I don't know what you're talking about. And I would want to say, Tori, come up here and say, are we talking about the same child here? But Tori was a smart toddler barbarian. She learned. But there's also this other thing. You know, I'm so good every place else at 2.5. Could I just have a place where I see if the electric fence is still there? Mm-hmm. Are there 200,000 volts coming through that? I haven't tested it in a long time. I've tested it out in public. I want to test it at home. It's the toddler's job to push. It's the parent's job to put up the fence called no, but then also give them some yes. Also give them we went to the grocery store and you were awesome today. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about that during this week. I just want to validate for moms and dads, but mom is the one that takes it. You know, I mean, how many times did Rosemary say, you come home and you're the fun parent? And I'm so tired of that. You come home and all of a sudden, I've been through it with them. You're the fun parent. You attempt to take them off of me by sitting down and playing these games, and I hear them laughing, and I stick my head in there when you're in the family room doing bizarre things with them, making them both laugh. I want to be that parent. They love you. You're the fun parent. I'm ogre mom. And I'm so tired of that. I think we need to know the job description of the toddler is to bring it, to push it. And it's the job of the parent if you do what you need to do during the toddler years.
Now, you've shared a lot. You know, Tori's brother, Roby, was more of the pleaser child. So was he different? What happens if you have a child that doesn't necessarily push the boundaries, or do they all?
Yeah, see, I'm curious because I think I have two barbarians, so I'm interested to see.
I don't think you do.
If there is an opposite.
I don't think you do, but I haven't seen Judah yet.
Child has a temper at 6 months.
One child Reuben and one child Judah. I'm terrified she's going to have the whole tribe of Israel. there's going to be 12 of them.
We started at a late for that.
Thank you. I think you can have two. I think toddlers are, you know, I think Roby brought it. I think toddlers bring it differently, but they bring it. I mean, he was more of a moody pleaser, and he moodied you where she was in your face, and where Rosemary, who is a pleaser, got the moody, and it manipulated her a lot. And your youngest.
Well, the child's
I'm glad to hear you say
long.
That, actually.
Oh, yeah, it did. And, yes. And Tori, I got Tori. I got it. Tori's me. She's just a smaller, beautiful me, but she's me. I'm a bigger, ugly me, but I get it. And the thing where Tori got it amazingly is she did know that there were environments not to do that. And she did know that, hey, I'm home now, so I'm going to bring it. And she wasn't a full-bore barbarian. I think the toddlers, how can they know? All of a sudden, I can move. I'm not crawling anymore. I'm walking.
I was thinking even with babies, you know, as I was, processing it today, I was thinking babies, you know, get everything they want. I mean, you don't start discipline until they're really toddlers and they can move and touch something or, you know, and babies are given things. Everybody's always fawning over them. And all of a sudden, then they hit the toddler phase and they're hearing no for the first time. Why would they assume that they can't touch that or can't have that? So.
Yeah, I that's perfect. You know, this is the first time I can go to the wall.
Yeah.
This is the first time I can bring it. I have mobility. Finally.
I didn't know the electric socket would shock me. I mean,
why is mommy screaming at me again?
Well, prior to this, everybody carries me around.
Right.
I'm not being carried around anymore. So, wow. I get it. I think we want to help parents this week come to the realization that the toddler's doing what the toddler's supposed to do. But the parent has an assignment rather than throwing their hands up in the air. And you're just postponing discipline and you're just postponing boundaries. And, you know, and I've said this probably once every couple of months. High school years were the greatest years of my life with my kids. And when somebody walked me to the car and said, "You're kidding me, right? Did you really mean that?" And I said, "They were great years because we did during the toddlers and elementary middle things we were supposed to do." So when my kids were in high school, their stuff was hilarious. It would, you know, there was no rebellion. There was an intellectual come at me with smart things, but there was no real rebellion. It was awesome. I loved the high school years of my kids better than my high school years. but toddler years are, you said it right, Tori. It was the beginning. I have freedom. You're not carrying me. I can go. And that's why no means go. Go do it and find out what happens. So it's a challenging time. And if as a parent, and I don't know, Tori, I don't think any parent's ready for how.
You can know it's coming, but you're never ready for it till it happens.
Yeah, that came from him?
Yeah.
Wow.
So how would you then encourage maybe moms going through the I mean, it's like encouraging yourself, but how do you get through it?
Just knowing that it's A, normal, that, you know, it is a phase, you know, when if you are consistent with no and you're consistent with parenting, that it will pass, really. You know, I mean, I think it'll change with each age. They're going to push the boundaries. That's what they're kids. They're learning. I mean, our job is to train for adulthood.
Well, we don't have time to take this question on, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. But I do want to say this. You laugh through these things. You deal with
sometimes.
It. Okay, I don't know. All I see in you is you have an attitude I didn't have. You kind of laugh through the bring it stuff. And it's like you either know, hey, this is standard procedure. I have to step up.
You laugh or cry.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
You're not really laughing. You're laughing on the outside and weeping on the inside.
Well,
gnashing of teeth.
I always figured you were either laughing or highly medicated. I wasn't sure what you were doing there. Hey, toddlers are the age when your kids are supposed to bring it. As a parent, I just need to step up to the plate.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes and his daughter, Tori Roberts, joining us this week talking about toddlers. And I'm your host, Ruthie J. If you want to hear this program again, share it with a friend who's already mothering a toddler. You can share that online at parentingtoday.org. Lots of great tools to share the program and also the blog that comes along with it that you can sign up for there. That's parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find out more about the children's homes at Sheridan House Family Ministries and the resources available through the ministry to help you more in your parenting journey, even in your marriage, you can find those at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And one way that you can support Sheridan House Family Ministries is simply sending a simple text that will add on $10 to your cell phone bill and will directly benefit the ministry. All you have to do is text two letters, SH, short for Sheridan House, and send it to the number 41518. Again, just send the letters SH to 41518. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on this topic of toddlers here on Parenting Today.